Okay, moving on. New business, forum workshop on cruise industry. Thoughts? I think we can probably give that a pause for a bit.
Yeah. Just Sam? When it went through council, they decided on 6 shifts rather than 10. Your feeling is we're probably not going to hit that for years if we do.
I don't have any more booked over 6. So.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever 4 large ones.
Didn't we have like 6?
I think we had 6 last year.
I'd have
to look.
A couple
of them were like the 300 passengers, smaller ones.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I'd have to look.
The big ones really don't get that many.
I think there were 5 big visits.
Well, there was 4 of one ship.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
And then I think another one. So
at least 5.
Pretty sure we had 5 right around 2,000 passenger-ish. But you're right.
There was that one thing that came up with cruise ships about the talk of a private cruise ship pier over in the North End.
Mm-hmm.
Or landing.
For land, yeah. And do you know where that started? How that came about?
I know that particular gentleman, Mr. Ari, came to my office early, early spring. Might even been in the winter, asking questions about it.
Is that Ari Hecht?
No.
This is another Ari?
This is a different Ari.
Yeah. And he's the landowner for that particular property, or are you talking
he's one of the few investors in that property. Yeah.
Okay.
Where is the property? Because I read it, now I don't remember.
You know where the, it's in the North End. You know where Steel and Marshall is? Steelboro?
Oh, okay.
Behind it.
Is that Bruce Slater's
Slater, yeah.
It's a big pier. I mean, they use it for the Maine Coast Petroleum right now. And I think that's partially why he would want to go to the fish pier, you know, because that's not really long-term over there. I'm sure they're not making what they could potentially make using that pier. But we're not going to get them unless we dredge, so.
And there has been legal precedent, just to let everybody know, because we have heard a few concerns that the city, it was done in Southwest Harbor, is allowed to decide what can come in to the city, public and private.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important to understand that Southwest was able to do that.
Yeah.
And
because in the paper they made it sound like it could be a workaround.
I understand what the paper said.
Yeah.
But we need to deal with what's factual and what's real.
Okay.
And I'll be happy to send the Southwest legal finding to anybody who wants it. So it's been done.
But
did,
the current
did that go to court?
It did, yeah. I mean, it's all been sussed out about what the federal law is, what the Maine law is.
Mm-hmm.
And so my concern is it'll be just like the federal anchorage. Everybody came in and said it's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everybody told us, and it was an inaccurate statement.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do is when this information comes, we need to say that's very interesting. Let's check this out.
I just had the thought and the picture in my mind of a big ship coming in there around. How are you going to put it there?
No, it's
to tender in.
It would be tender.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it would be to tender in.
That would be through the mooring field.
There's not enough water.
Yeah. Well, the nice place for tenders is where the pilot boat docks, that barn that Journey's End built.
The problem is can't get buses down there in the summer.
No,
you gotta turn the bus around.
Can't get buses anywhere else.
Right.
But I will say the bus that was there for the cruise ship that was outside this go around, one of the smaller ACLs.
Independence uses that dock sometimes.
Had the bus turned off
during the festival.
Had the bus turned off, and usually it's.
But they have a hard time just turning around one bus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's lots to think about. So, but thank you for bringing that up, Sam. Yep.
But the current 6 cruise ships is only applied to the city docks. It's not applied to.
No, it's the city.
The city
as
a whole.
That's what we're just saying. It's as a whole.
The city.
Okay.
And at this point, it's not going to interfere. I mean, the biggest thing people were concerned about is it was going to interfere with their businesses.
Yeah.
This limit does not interfere with anybody's rate of business that they've had the previous 10 years.
We haven't booked any more than that.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other misinformation that was put out there is, and Matt cleared this up, was that the ships did not book because the word moratorium was said. And that's inaccurate.
Yes.
Because it takes, you hear repeatedly, it's 2 years out, two years out, and moratorium was not brought up, what, 6-8 months ago. Mm-hmm. So when the information comes, everybody just breathe, and we'll make sure the correct information is out there, regardless of the spin. Remember, the federal anchorage is a good one to, for all of us as a commission to remember. What is said is not actually always accurate. Anything else on that? Okay.
So that's what I thought there was a new item that was going to be point of the meeting, but I guess not.
We've put this on as a running issue of topic.
Because things come up.
And at this point, because the ad hoc committee is going to start to do their job on looking at not just the cruise industry, but the entire harbor plan, unless people think this is the time to have a workshop on the cruise industry, but I haven't had that feeling, that pulse from people.
Oh, no. I mean, when we got the agenda online, I was thinking that was what with Tom. I thought Tom was going to be here.
No, this has just been, if you go back to all of the last agendas, we've just kept this on the entire time, as this has been the hot button issue, which I think we can put to rest or relax for a little bit and let the ad hoc committee do their job. Any other new business?
I have one question.
Yes.
This is regarding the Harbor Trail. Is that part of this commission?
No.
There seems to be...
Is that separate or is that parks?
Nope. It's a separate committee.
Okay. Who chairs that now?
Louise does.
Louise?
Mm.
There you go.
You can ask me, Beverly.
Okay.
Don't you have two here?
I'm on it as well.
And Matthew is also on the Harbor Trail.
Okay, we'll adjourn and then we'll talk.
Okay, good enough. Any other new business? Okay, any applications, Matt?
Not that I know of.
Okay.